Senator Mike Dunleavy says that one of his priorities is to talk to his constituents in the Matsu Valley in order to get a feel for what capital projects are most needed. With less revenue and a constrained capital budget, he says it's important to prioritize.
I've made it a point, and it's a philosophy of mine, to ensure that we fund, at least in our district, basic needs. Again, water, sewer and water, roads, schools, emergency equipment, firefighting equipment, emergency shelters, etc. And I'll continue to do that.
One of the capital projects that took a major budget hit is the Susitna-Watonna Hydroelectric Project. At a press conference, Governor Parnell cited land access agreements as a major factor in providing AEA with $10 million when over $100 million will be needed to finish preparations for a FERC license. Senator Dunleavy says that the revenue numbers mean that more money is unlikely to be put into the budget for the project this year.
I do think it's important to keep the studies going, and I'm glad he's got some money in there to do that. Again, we'll have to take a look at how things pan out towards the end of the session, but I would be surprised if any new money materializes to increase that budget for this year. Does that mean the dam project or the studies are dead? Not necessarily. I don't believe they are, but this year it looks like it's, I'd be surprised if that was increased.
In addition to the state budget, House Bill 77, which the governor and DNR say would streamline permitting for land use, has received increasing attention. The bill was held up last year when it was decided that there were not enough votes in the Senate to pass it. Senator Dunleavy says that concerns over public process are a big part of what has some Alaskans speaking out.
Some folks felt that that bill in and of itself, the original language that was put forth last year, swung the pendulum too far in a direction that some would construe as not giving folks input into the permitting process, not giving Alaskans input into the permitting process. And so that's one of the reasons why the bill was slowed down and why it's being worked on by administration to try and address those concerns.
Senator Dunleavy referenced recent public meetings where state officials explained and defended House Bill 77. Collectively, those meetings were attended by hundreds of people who did not like the bill as it is currently written. Senator Dunleavy says he would like to have a similar meeting in the Upper Valley with DNR Deputy Commissioner Ed Fogles. He also says he's open to compromise on the bill.
I'm pretty confident in the end that with the discussions and with the input, that a bill will be crafted that can pass both houses and be signed by the governor that basically does everything we want, and that is protects the environment, maintains the ability for folks in Alaska to have input into the permitting process, and doesn't necessarily lock up or lock out the ability for business to develop our resources.
Session opens on January 21st in Juneau, where these topics and many more will be set before the House and Senate. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.